The historic Bunker Hill Mine in Kellogg is no longer in production, but it still leaches water filled with heavy metals and other contaminants, often more than 1,000 gallons per minute per day. That water flows downhill toward the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River. For more than 40 years, much of it has been captured and treated at a wastewater plant before it can make its way to the river. Some, though, gets there untreated and follows the current all the way down to Lake Coeur d'Alene. Rod Zion is an engineer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says the treatment system is getting an upgrade so that more of that polluted water can be intercepted.
And there's two steps to doing that. And the first one is to capture the groundwater with a series of extraction well pumps. There will be 12 extraction pumps that go along Interstate I-90 east to west. The second part of that is a cutoff wall, basically an underground dam to retain the water so the extraction wells can capture it. 25, 35 feet deep and total of about 7,800 linear feet.
That wall will catch the water before it gets to the river. What's collected will be pumped through a new set of pipes back to the treatment plant, which will be upgraded with the latest technology. There, most of the metals and other undesirables will be pulled out. The water will be cleaned and piped down to the river. The solids will be trucked to a huge 270-acre central impoundment area west of Kellogg. Zion says that big repository is running out of room, so crews have dug new lined trenches to store that contaminated material. He says that water treatment system will continue to operate as long as wastewater leaches from the Bunker Hill mine. This is a multi-year project. Crews will stop work for the winter soon and pick up again next spring. The new water treatment plant is scheduled to begin operating in 2020. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.